Penguin Random House Audio presents The Paris Diversion by Chris Pavone. Read for you by Mojan Marnot. What the eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believes. Harry Houdini. Part 1. Louvre. Chapter 1. Paris, 8:44 a.m. A siren wails, far away. Kate Moore is lingering in front of school, her daily dose of sidewalk swimming in a sea of expat moms, gossip and chit-chat, and a dizzying ping-pong of cheek kisses, usually planted on both sides of the face, but sometimes three pecks, or for some lunatics, four separate kisses. It's an international school. All the parents are transplants from dozens of different countries with different ideas about what constitutes the proper sequence. It's an etiquette minefield, is what it is. And etiquette has never been Kate's forte. She cocks her head, trying to discern if the siren is approaching or receding, an instinctual habit, a professional obligation, of assessing potential levels of danger. Here in Paris, at this hour, sirens are unusual. This city is less noisy than other global capitals, London or New York, Mumbai or Hong Kong, and much less than where Kate lived before here, Luxembourg, perhaps the least noisy capital in the world, and Washington, which doesn't even make the cut of the 20 most populous U.S. cities. But Kate has traveled plenty. For her job, dispatching her to far